think about that. I guess you can have floating walls that can't you?
Floating walls?
Yeah. Not load-bearing walls. On the
inside,
anyway.
Oh, yeah. Non-load-bearing walls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good deal.
I think that, well, of course, depending on how long a span you had on the darn thing, I think you'd have to have, if you had an extremely long span of some kind, you'd have to have some load-bearing walls, or it depends on the pitch, too. Now, if you had a low pitch, I think you'd want some load-bearing walls in there someplace, if you had any span at all.
These ones they put up have a rise of about 6 feet, I guess, around about 26-foot width. They look as though they're really solid. And they're coated with something, so they're waterproof.
Well, they're probably, some of them use a impregnation in that keeps them from getting dry rot, and also insect repellent, termite repellent, and so on.
If, I've got that one. Just. We were talking about neither and neither. Which one do you use?
Neither.
That's the one I use. I don't think I could use neither.
I've used it once in a while, but I feel guilty in doing it. I feel like I'm some kind of an oddball.
Yeah, does anybody see me? It's amazing how speech works that way. You said he took cold. If you were talking about this another way, you say he has...
caught cold.
He has caught cold, or he has... has taken cold?
I would probably say caught cold more than taken cold.
I talked to a man in Ponca City, and I got all sorts of forms on this took. I took it, I taken it, I taken it. He ran the whole works, boy. He had them all in there.
Versatile, huh?
Yeah. If somebody asked if you've taken a bath, you say, yes, I have.
I have taken a bath.
This would be cheating, or rather I'd be loading the questionnaire if I didn't know what you were going to say. We were talking about that disease where you get a membrane in the throat. This is taken out now with an inoculation for kids, DPT.
Oh, diphtheria?
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of old people who lost children from that, too.
Well, it shows up pretty frequently now.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
We had a rash of it here in Oklahoma City.
That's right.
A year or so ago. Apparently it... just hadn't been heard of for so long, people just forgot about it, you know.
Get lazy. Mm-hmm. If somebody rang the bell there and said, you went to the door and he said, you won $100. And Catherine says, what was that? You say, well, the man came, why?
Came to tell me I'd won $100.
Be nice news, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
But you didn't win that camera. I'd like to get a Konica Reflex. Oh, this would make my heart thump.
It'd be nice.
You
know what, I've kind of gotten the bug. I'd like to have a 2 1/4, 3 1/4 graphic now.
Mm-hmm.
We borrowed a...
back to the old big format.
We borrowed a 4 by 5 graphic a couple weeks ago from OG&E to take some special pictures.